Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Welcome to the Short Break Sunday afternoon show from 4 till 6. Stay tuned for lots of stuff, including local gigs, films, obscure holidays, weekly news, and so much more.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 9. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, highs of 10, lows of 4. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, the Isle of Wight Council is looking to install further electric vehicle charging points, or EVCPs, in some of its car parks after backlash from islanders. Plans have been put forward for 15 points at 9 locations across the island. It follows a rise in the number of complaints about the lack of public EVCPs on the island. The local authority says the situation is made considerably worse by the unreliability of the charge points that have been in place here since 2013. The EVCPs would be installed under the Central Southern Region Framework lease option, meaning no council investment is required. This option would see all capital and operating costs covered by an external supplier. A small share of revenue would be retained by the council in return for making their land available to the supplier. The council anticipates that the points will provide an annual income of approximately £6,500. Meanwhile, innovative plans to provide truly affordable homes for island families at risk of homelessness are revealed in cabinet papers published this week. In accordance with the Alliance Administration's priority to address housing issues and homelessness on the island, the proposals could see the council invest in high-quality, relocatable, modular homes to help meet the urgent housing needs of the island. Boasting maximum energy efficiency and low-carbon footprints, the report seeks cabinet support for the commissioning of 20 two-bed units offering affordable rents and running costs using land initially in the Newport area. Councillor Ian Steffens, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Housing Provision and Housing Needs, said, "The Alliance Group fully recognise the need for additional affordable housing to Home Island residents, but years of austerity and the lack of funding available to the Council make it difficult to do as much as we would like, as quickly as we would like. This approach is an important first step in doing what we can in helping people to have a roof over their heads." Finally, Whitelink's policy of buying from Isle of Wight suppliers whenever it can is helping local producers weather the pandemic. Regular orders of food and drink for the ferry company's cafes are supporting a dozen island businesses throughout the COVID-19 crisis. During 2021, Whitelink bought more than 6 tonnes of island roasted coffee beans. This makes nearly 500,000 cups of coffee. Additionally, it's purchased 125,000 litres of milk from Briddlesford Farm Dairy, 10,000 slices of cake from Calbourne Classics, and 140,000 Grace's freshly made sandwiches, toasties, and paninis. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, this is Blake with your gig guide. Monday, January 10th, we got Jazz Jam with the Jim Thorne Trios at Key Arts Centre, Newport, at 7:30pm. And Thursday, January the 13th, we've got Piano Jazz Blues Boogie Night at Lake Coffee House Lake, 7pm.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Larry Storch, who's a TV actor, Jonathan Patrick Moore, who's a TV actor, and Rachel Nichols, who's a movie actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is a recipe for cauliflower mac and cheese. You will need 250 grams of macaroni, 1 head of cauliflower broken into pieces, 25 grams of butter, 2 tablespoons of plain flour, 2 teaspoons of English mustard powder, 450 milliliters of milk, and 100 grams of cheddar grated. Cook the macaroni following pack instructions, adding cauliflower for the final 4 minutes. Melt the butter in a pan, then stir in the flour and mustard powder and cook for 2 minutes. Gradually add the milk, stirring all the time to get a smooth sauce. Add 3 quarters of the cheese and some seasoning to the sauce. And finally, drain the macaroni and cauliflower and stir into the cheese sauce. Transfer to an oven-proof dish, then sprinkle over the remaining cheese and flash under a hot grill until golden and bubbling. Serve with green salad if you'd like. Enjoy!
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I will be reviewing a film that came out a few weeks ago, Spider-Man: No Way Home. Quick warning before I start, the review may have a few spoilers in it for people that haven't watched the film, so if you haven't watched the film and want to watch it unspoiled, pretend not to listen for this bit. Following the events of the last Spider-Man film, Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man, has had his identity revealed to the public and has been portrayed as a villain. This is not what Peter wants to happen, so he goes to sorcerer Doctor Strange to make everyone forget that he was Spider-Man. However, the spell goes badly wrong, and Peter Parker's enemies from other universes are drawn into his. Peter Parker has to find out how to send them back to their own universes while fighting them off at the same time. Additionally, he has some friends to help. I'll not say who they are, though. This film is quite good. It has a large amount of action in it, although there is a large amount of violence as well, so it is not suitable for anyone under the age of 12. Overall, I give this film a 9 out of 10. Would watch it again. That's all for now.
In local news this week, Whitelink has launched a new £10,000 fund to encourage Isle of Wight primary schools to undertake projects that help the environment. Whitelink Green Fund for Schools grants, typically between £500 and £1,000 in value, will be available for educational projects to bring lasting environmental benefit to schools and their communities and help islanders to live in a more sustainable way now and in the future. This is part of Whitelink's ongoing and increasing commitments to sustainable travel and working with the local community. It also seeks to build upon the strong links it has already established with its 6 partner schools closest to its terminals at Yarmouth, Fishbourne and Ryde. Whitelink Chief Executive Keith Greenfield says, "We are serious about supporting the environment." Meanwhile, the latest report on Floating Bridge 6 includes several updates. Councillors will be reviewing the results of the independent review carried out in November 2021 and also considering the latest news on the legal dispute between the council, the naval architects and the shipbuilder involved in the building of the vessel. All parties involved in the legal case are required to consider a mediated settlement before going to court. A further delay in setting a mediation date was due to the discovery of significant additional defects on the vessel, which were found during the recent repair works. The date for mediation is now set for the week commencing the 28th of February. Councillor Phil Jordan said, "This latest report shows that the amount of work that has been going on across many aspects of the floating bridge project, but I am especially reassured by the results the independent review has highlighted. We now have the independent evidence which shows this project is moving in the right direction, even though we know there is still plenty of work to do." Finally, Carisbrook College students have been in fine festive fettle to raise hundreds of pounds for a local charity. The week before Christmas saw 100 students across the Year 7 to 11 age range, along with staff, complete a 2-kilometre Santa dash from school to Carisbrook Castle and back on behalf of a White Brainy Bunch. The brain tumour charity was set up by Mark Grimes and his wife Catherine following Mark's own brain tumour diagnosis in February 2015. Students each paid a £5 donation to take part and were rewarded with Santa hats to wear and hot chocolate at the finish line. Mike Peak, lead for behaviour and safety at the school, said, "The students were an absolute pleasure and it was obvious to see how much they enjoyed themselves." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock, so talk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Larry Storch was born in 1923, who's 99. Jonathan Patrick Moore, who was born in 1982, who's 40. And finally, Rachel Nichols, who was born in 1980, who's 42. That's it for your famous birthdays. We'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with four obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Heritage Treasures Day on the 11th of January honours artefacts by increasing awareness, encouraging preservation, and informing us about the significance of these essential objects and what they reveal about us. The Earth is littered with artefacts from human history that are rich in tradition, legacy, and inspiration for future generations. Heritage treasures are symbols of our global roots, reminding us that we all came from somewhere and that our ancient history is intertwined at every turn. Number 2. International Kite Day on the 14th of January is a celebration for those who enjoy such joyful, vivid events. This is an excellent day to spend some quality time with your loved ones. Parents and children nowadays are so engrossed in their technological devices that they hardly communicate to one another. A little picnic and an afternoon spent outside with a kite could be exactly what the family needs to feel closer. And what better way to pass the time than with a diverse group of people, each with a uniquely designed kite? Number 3. Pothole Day on the 15th of January is your chance to do something about the annoyances that plague motorists everywhere, and perhaps learn something new in the process. Is there anything more irritating than trying to avoid potholes while driving down the road on a beautiful bright day? Every day it seems like a new pothole appears on the roads you frequently traverse, making your journey increasingly dangerous. This day serves as a reminder of their long history and our responsibility to assist in their removal. And finally, number 4, Nothing Day on the 16th of January is all about doing nothing, and there is no purpose or structure to this meaningless event. It's an opportunity for you to learn what it means to do nothing and see how close you can get. Avoiding difficult problems may be the greatest way to spend the day. Nothing should be celebrated or done. Allow yourself to ignore all of your duties and work commitments for a day and be content with the fact that there is nothing worth thinking about. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
During
during the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with the cinema guide for this week. The films shown from Monday to Thursday at both Cineworld and Commodore Cinema include The 355, which is a 12A, The Kingsman, which is a 15, The Matrix Resurrections, which is a 15, Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a 12A, Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is a PG, and West Side Story, which is a 12A. For more information, including film availability and screening times, make sure to check for Cineworld and Commodore Cinema websites. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is voluble. It is spelt V-O-L-U-B-L-E. It is an adjective which can mean two things: talking fluently, readily, or incessantly. For example, he was a very voluble game show host. Or characterized by fluency and readiness of utterance. For example, they had the most exciting and voluble discussion. It originated from the late 16th century, from Middle English, from either French or from the Latin words volvere, which means to roll. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That was the 4P Sunday Takeover Show.
That's all from us this week. See you next Sunday.
Bye from me, Ophelia.
Bye from me, James.
Bye from me, Jasper.
And bye from me, Blake.
Goodbye!
The Short Breaks 4P's course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.